So the learning today should be a schus ilan nishma satir chaver chaim alaz ben shem shenari, as well as a schus for a ilan neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion. It should also be a schus for Fur Shleima Chaim Moshe Shub ben Malka Chaim Deb ben Menorachu Chaim Aliyah ben Shein Derachu Nabadati ben Peril. Well, it's a schus for all those in the Malkam Sakon in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. Baruch Hashem, I have a new webcam, so we should be good to go. We continue in the topic of Derech Eretz. We'll finish the topic today. Yesterday, we ended off. We talked about three topics yesterday. We talked about not being a burden on someone else in terms of putting your issues on them, overburdening them. We talked about not seeing things, closing your eyes, not seeing things that you shouldn't see. We talked about not disparaging something that someone bought. We talked about Kalanova Chasuda. And then finally, we talked about asking someone something, but creating an undue pressure or even unintended pressure based on your relationship with the person. So now he's going to continue with that by instructing us the proper way to accept kavod that someone wants to give you. Shlomo Melech Alav Hashalom, I'm on page 458. Shlomo Melech Alav Hashalom, Amar, he says, Toiv Amar Lecha Alei, Heina, Me'ashpil Chalifnei Nadav. It's better that they say to you, come up, than they tell you, go down. Right? It's better that they help you step up to a level where you weren't previously, rather than you take it on your own, and then they have to ask you to step down. Don't stand in the place of the great. So what do you see from here? A person should always stay in a place that's lower than where you think you belong. So I'll tell you a story that happened. Maaseh Shehaya, we were in Hungary coming back. And someone else, I don't know if he wants me to mention his name, but someone else and I decided there were a bunch of first class seats, so we'll take it. We sat down, we parked ourselves in a couple of first class seats, and eventually, when everyone boarded, the flight attendant came around, and there was a delay, and then the flight attendant came around and threw us out of the seats and made us do the walk of shame. It's very embarrassing. You're in first class, and they kick you out, and you go back to your seats wherever they are in coach. So that's the idea. The idea is that better that you're in coach, and they have to ask you to come up to first class than the other way around. Yaakov will probably tell you that they'll never ask you to come up to first class if you sit in coach, right? Yaakov, probably not. Don't accept a higher stature or a higher position unless they pressure you to do it, to the point that if you don't do it anymore, it's going to create more embarrassment. The Paiskim already say that when it comes to authority and when it comes to kavod, put off the request even if it comes from someone who is great. So, for example, when it comes to being a shliach tzibur, we said that you shouldn't. The rabbi talked about this, not to refuse, but basically, that's only general. If someone's trying to give you a kavod, it's appropriate for you to say thanks, but I'm okay. A person should always treat every person a little more kavod than what you think your friend deserves. Why does it matter to you if you give him more kavod than he really deserves? But from his perspective, it'll make him feel good. If your friend is pleased, then you'll get an additional mitzvah. Especially for guests, you should honor them greatly if they're lacking in what they need, because you're doing a great kindness. How good would it be to talk to someone who's greater than you in Torah wisdom or in age, right? Instead of saying you, you say he, basically in a third person. Instead of, when you talk to the Rav, don't say you, how are you doing, or what do you think? You say, what does the Rav think, in a third person. We learned who is someone who has honored, someone who honors other people. And basically, the idea is that when you show kavod to others, so everyone is going to think highly of you. Because proper behavior for each person, he says, because proper etiquette and behavior for each person is relative to where he is in the social stature. We already discussed it. I don't need to go at length in it. It's already been said, that you got to read the room, circling back to the idea that he started with, which is you got to read the room, you got to use your fifth Shulchan Aruch. Sometimes you got to know it based on the person involved and the situation. And you have to have a lot of knowledge and awareness to understand the perspective of each person and figure out where they're coming from. To make his will, meaning to make yours be like theirs, so that you align in your thinking. Sometimes there's a way that seems right to a person that he thinks other people are going to be pleased with. But in truth, they're not. Why? Because you didn't think from their perspective. A lot of times we do or we say something and we upset or we offend someone else and we don't even realize it. Not because we weren't capable of realizing it, but we just said, oh, this is not something that bothers me, without thinking for a minute that you're not sensitive about that, but this person is. And so to make a comment about this thing that this person does or this chesaron that he has, and he's sensitive about it, so that is something that you offend, but it's because you didn't try to see things from his viewpoint. And to ask for help or for advice to which path to go. It's also proper always to ask Hashem for rachmanas, that Hashem should send us and give us advice to follow in the right path for pleasing men and pleasing God. At the end of the day, everything should be done l'shem shemayim. And if that's the case, if you're really acting l'shem shemayim and you're earnest and you really mean it, so then you can go with confidence, knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you out, because Hashem doesn't withhold good from people who walk besamim, who are wholesome, meaning that they intend to do the right thing, even if sometimes they may make a mistake, completely unintentional. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you still find the right balance of pleasing people and also doing the Ratzon Hashem.